Welcome to the Next Level Human Podcast. As a human, you have a job to do. In fact, you have four jobs: to earn and manage money, to attain and maintain health and fitness, to build and sustain personal relationships, to find meaning and make a difference. None of these jobs are taught in school, and that is what this podcast is designed to do: to educate us all on living our most fulfilled lives through the mastery of these four jobs. I'm your host, Dr. Jade Tita, and I believe we are here living this life for three reasons and three reasons only: to learn, to teach, and to love. In this podcast, I will be learning, teaching, and loving right along with you. I'm grateful to have your company. Here's to our next level. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today, I've got someone I've been learning an awful lot from lately, Joe Sheehy, who is the founder and CEO of Cured Nutrition, who specializes in CBD-based products. I have been using CBD now for about 6 months, and I was kind of late to the game with CBD. It wasn't something that I was deep into the research on, and I started talking to different individuals about CBD and using it pretty heavily, specifically for my sleep and surprisingly for blood sugar. Not a lot of people know, and I didn't even know until I started using it, how impactful this might be for blood sugar related issues. I have talked about this before. I'll talk about it in later episodes. I deal with blood sugar related issues, pre-diabetic type of numbers that I get, largely as a stress reaction that I've been trying to chase down in my healthcare for some time. It's a really interesting sort of phenomena for me since I eat halfway decent, actually pretty damn decent compared to the average American, and I train consistently all of the time. And so you would think with these two healthcare sort of behaviors that I would have less of this particular issue. And CBD has been helpful in sort of managing some of this. So Joe is going to give us some of the basics about CBD, the difference between marijuana and hemp, the difference between the psychoactive cannabinoids versus the non-psychoactive cannabinoids, as well as some of the other things inside cannabis, like the terpenes and things like that, and other types of cannabinoids that give it its psychoactive nature or its non-psychoactive nature. And CBD in particular is non-psychoactive, but highly impactful given everything the endocannabinoid system does. So I have been talking about this. We'll be talking about it more, but I wanted to have someone who's a true expert in this space who is also going to give us some sort of background on how to choose the best CBD products. I love Cured Nutrition. That's who I'm using now for my CBD. It's who I recommend as well. And I wanted you to get a chance to hear from the source. So without further ado, here's my boy Joe Sheehy talking about CBD, Cured Nutrition, and cannabis in general. All right, Joe Sheehy in the house. This is my guy, everybody. This dude is like, he's the genius when it comes to everything CBD, man. And I'm so happy you're here to educate the public. He's been someone who has educated me. I've been heavily into his products. I really wanted to get him on the show because I get this question asked all the time. And while I'm an expert in many things, and I guess some people would say I'm an expert in this as well, even we experts need to go to more better experts. And Joe is my guy. He's the guy who I go and say, hey, man, catch me up on the latest and greatest. So, Joe, welcome. Thanks for taking the time out for being here.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me. Stoked to be here. Stoked to talk about all things cannabinoids and dive into maybe hopefully answer some questions that are sticking out there for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And just so everyone knows, so part of the how I got introduced to Joe is I started using his products. Another one of my friends, is Chase Tuning, who kind of got us together. And I started using these products, and I have seen some pretty amazing things, which I'll share with you, Joe, because I haven't shared with you completely sort of this stuff. And then I was just like, started to listen to him and started to kind of look at his work. And was just like, this dude is a freaking genius. He knows this stuff inside and out, and really started diving deep into this. And so let's get started, man, with just, actually, I'm gonna let you start where you want to start. But I guess if I was going to ask you a question, I would probably just be like, what the hell is this whole system anyway? Like, what is the cannabinoid system? Why should we care about it? What does it have to do with health? And I'll just kind of let you kind of educate us where you want to start.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think it's really important to start with that. And it's really important for us to start with the understanding that this endocannabinoid system is something that's always existed. You know, the rise of cannabis, CBD, cannabinoids is heavily, you know, the last 5 to 10 years, but humans and animals all and have always have this had this endocannabinoid system. And it's only just recently that we're really starting to study it because the regulations are changing. And it's actually allowing us to understand this and do the studying with exogenous compounds. So the ECS, or the endocannabinoid system in your body, is a system that has receptors really all over your body, in your gut, in your brain, all over. And two of the receptors that we discussed are the CB1 and CB2 receptors. And those receptors can work like a lock and key system with cannabinoids, or cannabinoids can also modulate those receptors. So when you're modulating those receptors, some of the effects you'll get are like the calming effects. When people talk about anxiety and cannabinoids, that's when you're going in and you're doing the modulation, and it's basically acting as like an uptake inhibitor for GABA-A. And we could dive deeply into that, but really the endocannabinoid system is a system that's really responsible for homeostasis and stress response in the body. So we all understand that we want to achieve some type of a balance. We want to have a great stress response. We want to achieve basically our baseline functioning as humans. And what we're really seeing, and something that you and I talked about very early on, was you saying that this, I like consider this almost as an adaptogen. And I was like, yes. Like, I was like raising my hands. I was like, finally, like, I want to hear more and more people say that, because it's true. If we can have our body in homeostasis, and there are so many things that contribute to this, but knowing that the ECS contributes to it as well and helps with our sleep-wake cycle, our mood, our appetite, then wow, like, we should really dive into this as well, because we now have these exogenous compounds, cannabinoids, CBD, and all forms of cannabis to actually use and modulate this system. So we're seeing these receptors all over the body, you know, two very important places, the gut and the gut lining in the brain. And wow, okay, they're actually being affected by other things even outside of cannabinoids, but just like water intake. And things like black pepper actually can modulate this system. So it's something that has been around forever. It helps with very, very basic human functions. And now we have the ability to take something and modulate and correct more or less that system even more. And when you have deficiencies in the system, it would be similar to saying, hey, like, I'm deficient in vitamin D, more or less. And so we need to get to a place where we find that optimal level of cannabinoids in our system, basically.
Yeah, let me unpack some of this, because it's really, really interesting, right? Like, whenever in the whenever I see a system physiologically that is everywhere, like, this is everywhere. These receptors for cannabinoids are freaking everywhere, right? I said something is going on here. And then, like, to me, when you were first educating me on this, and I was like, hey man, tell me a little bit about this, am I right to think of about it as an adaptogen? And you were like, absolutely, Jade, that's the way you should be thinking about it. For those of you who don't know what an adaptogen is, it's essentially a compound that takes excess or stimulatory function down to a normal level, or takes low or relaxing function up. It's basically the thing that gets us into that Goldilocks zone. And what's really interesting about that, there's not many good adaptogens. In fact, there's not any that I am aware of in the pharmaceutical world, but they do exist in the plant world. They seem to have this regulatory function. And then, of course, you know, these cannabinoids that are showing up in this particular plant that we're going to talk about seem to be able to adjust our function. In my way of thinking, and part of you have been part of the person who's been, you know, sort of educating me on this, they seem to be perhaps, or it seems to be perhaps, the best adaptogen. I mean, we talk about things like rhodiola and ashwagandha and all these other things. They certainly work really well, but this seems to be doing something on a much deeper level. And so I guess the next sort of question is for me then, walk us through some of what is actually going on. You alluded to it there, right? But the way I kind of see this is that if we have sort of the brain and the hormone system, right? Like a lot of people know, okay, so the brain is sort of the command and control center of the metabolism, and it sends out these metabolic messengers to these endocrine organs, which then send out hormonal signals. And this is sort of the way we see it. Now, I see the endocannabinoid system, and this is a question, so I'm just like, am I seeing it correctly? I see the endocannabinoid system as kind of the go-between between that. You know, so you have the brain and the hormone system. Everyone gets excited about the hormones, but then we have this sort of system that sits in between that's sort of regulating both. If you take it away, it's almost like the system doesn't work. It's almost like if we're talking about a computer, right? And we're talking about the brain being the actual computer and the hardware, and maybe the hormones being Microsoft Word or Outlook or something like that. It's almost like the endocannabinoid system is all the stuff that's talking, that's helping your keyboard talk to Word, and then helping your keyboard talk to your email system. It seems like without this, we can't communicate effectively in the body. So am I thinking about that right? And how does that even work if that's the case? Like you mentioned GABA and these other neurotransmitters in the brain. And I'm just wondering, like, how does that actually work with these sort of brain hormones in particular or other hormones and this go-between between the brain and the endocrine system?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really interesting. And I think that there's still lots and lots of studying to be done. And to say that this is for sure the answer across the board wouldn't be 100% correct of me. And of course, I'm not a medical professional, so I let yourself and the right people dive further into that. But there is this one study out there that I'll show you after this podcast. And they're studying it as CBD being... When you're looking at the receptors, and I can't remember if it's the CB1 or the CB2 receptor, but it actually modulates the receptor to where the uptake of GABA, which can cause, and you correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm talking one way or the other, but the reuptake, so if you're inhibiting the reuptake of GABA, then you can actually reduce anxiety. So if you continue to uptake GABA, then your anxiety or anxious response is actually elevated. So what CBD is doing with that receptor is modulating it in a way that the neurotransmitter doesn't act in the same exact way as it does before without the CBD actually there. And the array of cannabinoids, so we're just talking about CBD, but there's over 80 known cannabinoids in the cannabis plant. And some people know THC, some people know CBD, but there's a bunch more. And all of those have an effect on this system. Some actually do act like the lock and key, so that actually, like, you can't uptake anything with a neurotransmitter. It might actually block something completely off. Some just modulate it, so you're not actually getting as much, or you're getting more than what you'd be getting before. And so it's really cool because that's what's going on, is these cannabinoids are in our system and they already have places where they would go. It's like, oh, our body was designed for this. Mm-hmm. And it's even cooler. Dr. Andrew Weil did a lot of research on this in the 60s and 70s. And one of the things that he actually said is humans have evolved with cannabis and cannabis has evolved with humans. So he almost said cannabis is like man's best friend, like it's like the dog. But what we see is that the cannabinoids that are being expressed in cannabis are actually being found to have more and more functions as humans evolve, and our stress is going absolutely through the roof. So it's a little woo-woo, a little out there, but me on the end where I like to talk about and understand the plants more and more, it just raises a question. Like, hey, like if this is true and the anecdotal evidence across the board is like hand raises all over, then there's something actually going on here. There are people that have been, oh, like this is like, I don't know. This is this snake oil? What's going on here? And one of the coolest things actually with the inflammatory response, and I'm not sure if you've ever noticed this or heard anybody say this, but some people will start to take CBD and they won't actually notice the calming effects right away. They'll start taking it for a few days, take it for a week, take it for 2 weeks, take it for 3 weeks, and then they run out and they come off. And when they come off of it, that's when actual aches and pains start to come back. Mm-hmm. So they didn't notice the instantaneous response, but they noticed over time that it was actually reducing their inflammatory response. And then when they came off of it, aches and pains actually came back. So it's something that people tend to look at. And if they don't feel, they don't get that instant gratification, then some people are like, oh, this actually isn't working.
Yeah.
But yeah, with all the cannabinoids in the plant and the receptors all over the body, and there being over 80 cannabinoids in these extracts or in the plant as a whole, they're all modulating and binding to the receptors all over the body. And really, really the inflammatory response is something that people are really studying. And then of course, you know, so many things stem from that. And that's stuff that you probably dive into all the time.
Yeah. You know, it's a whole interesting thing. And I don't actually think it's that woo-woo at all. Cause if you just think about it, right? Just think about us as humans. We're out there interacting with plants. That's what we were doing. We were using these things as medicine. We were using these things in many ways. And I've heard this also, that perhaps we were using cannabis in multiple ways to help us evolve, to help us to think better, to help us relax, to help us recover, to do many things. So of course we're going to be cultivating these plants in the same way we cultivated corn, in the same way we cultivated wheat, and those things sort of evolve. So even from a non-woo-woo place, we are certainly going to be taking certain aspects of this particular plant and having it follow us around. And humans sort of do this. It's one of the reasons why you and I are even having this, because we are amazing adapters and we are very efficient at finding things in our environment and saying, this has profound beneficial impact for survival. Let's use it. So cannabis is one of these really interesting things. It almost seems like we've used it as a medicine in sort of multiple ways. And we've also used it as sort of this mental sort of enhancer, the ability to kind of see beyond ourselves, to get beyond ego and stuff like that. And I guess that's the next question I want to ask you, because I know a lot of people, you know, I'm a child of the 80s. And so coming up, you know, we were taught this is evil, this is bad, you know, because we were thinking, you know, marijuana, the war on drugs, like all of these things. And so what I want to just sort of understand, just for people, because there are going to be people out there who listen to this podcast, be like, we're talking about marijuana, and they have this negative stigma about, oh my God, this is about drugs and the war on drugs and all this and that. And really what we're talking about is medicine. And I want to just ask you, what's the difference here? Because really, you know, if we're talking about sort of traditional, you know, weed that we smoke, there's different cannabinoids that do different things. That there, we're talking about one cannabinoid versus mm-hmm. what you've been mainly talking about so far. What I've learned mostly from you and the products from Cured Nutrition that I take have another cannabinoid in them, and they're kind of doing different things. So educate us just a little bit on, for people who are just kind of like, who don't have some sort of the background that we have, like, what is the difference here? What are we really talking about when we talk about something like THC versus CBD?
Yeah, man, you're exactly right. And it was really that question and that honestly misunderstanding for a lot of people was really the catalyst to starting Cured. I used to be an aerospace engineer. I worked for Lockheed Martin. And in Denver, when it was legalized, when marijuana was legalized, I saw people in the office, like some people were like, ooh, I'm not going to talk about that. Other people were like, why aren't we talking about that? There was just so much confusion. And I'm like, you know what? Like that right there is a clear sign, because I had been a user and I really want to change that narrative. So what's really important is for people to understand that when we look at it, it's the mother or the genus basically is considered cannabis sativa. And then underneath that we have hemp, and then we have marijuana. In the hemp plant, there's less than 0.3% THC. In the marijuana plant, there's greater than 0.3% THC. THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, is the psychoactive cannabinoid in the cannabis plant that is associated with getting high, basically. And the difference between the two, when we talk CBD and THC, is the fact that the onset of the THC is really even more so than people can really understand right now, if you haven't used it, even better for pain reduction, because it's almost an instantaneous effect. Whereas the CBD is more of an anti-inflammatory or an inflammatory response. So THC, what you see in marijuana, where you usually get from a dispensary, would be more so in the realm of like pain reduction. But then when it comes to other aspects of using cannabinoids, exactly like you said, I truly think, Jade, that like we need to shift the conversation even more just outside of the medicinal properties, because when I use cannabis, it's always been for creating more or less like a creative state. It's like, I can use cannabis. I can tap into the here and now. I can become more mindful of what I have going on. I can understand my thoughts and I can be a lot more creative. And when I use it, and when several of the people around me in my community use it, it's like, oh, I'm going to go hike. Oh, I'm going to go bike. Oh, I'm going to go run. Oh, I'm going to go draw. Oh, I'm going to go write. And that, like, that narrative hasn't really been there. It's been exactly like you said, it's the Cheech and Chong stoner mentality and the war on drugs. And the truth is that it's just wrong. And so what's really cool is the fact that there's another cannabinoid, CBD, that is what ignited the birth of Cured, that doesn't have those psychoactive properties. So you're not actually going to get high from it, but the medicinal values are extremely high. So it's a great introduction to the plant. But in most CBD extracts, it's really, really high in CBD, but then it does have the concentration of the other cannabinoids. And when I said hemp has less than 0.3% THC, some CBD extracts, most, are derived from hemp, but they actually do have traceable amounts of THC in them. And then there's other cannabinoids, there's CBG, which has really been looked at for gut health. And then CBN is more sedating. There's others that are like antioxidants, but they're all found in a lot lower concentrations in these CBD extracts. And the only reason that you see that the CBD content is so high is because the genes in the cannabis plant, it's a lot easier to express high THC and high CBD just based off of the genetics. But I think that we'll see over the course of time that we'll start expressing those other cannabinoids in even higher concentrations too. And those show very promising benefits as well. So something for people to note when they look at CBD extracts is some people will say full spectrum. Some people will say CBD isolate. What it means is it's basically been isolated down to just that compound, just that cannabinoid, CBD. Can come in a powder, just like a whey isolate or any other basically supplement out there. Or if you get a full spectrum extract, which has the other cannabinoids in it, it's a less refined version of the extract. And then on top of that, what's also going on in the plant, or it has terpenes, which are basically the smell or the aromatic parts. And those have therapeutic benefits as well. And that's something that I would compare it to, like lavender. People understand why people use lavender or other things like that. So it's really interesting. The whole entire plant has an array of benefits. The extracts can contain all the cannabinoids. And then the big differentiator, like you're saying, is understanding that THC is usually associated with marijuana. People usually get that in a dispensary. CBD is mostly associated with being derived from hemp. And it's actually legal nationwide. We extract it from hemp and we ship it all over the nation and really all over the world right now. So hopefully that kind of breaks down the tree and hierarchy of the plant and the cannabinoids.
Yeah. I mean, that's hugely important, because this is where I just love talking to you, because it's like, okay, I get it. Actually, one aside that I wanted to ask you about is this whole thing with, for those people who are interested in actual marijuana and the psychoactive aspects, what's the difference between sativa and indica? I know a lot of people get this sort of confused. So for those of you listening who are just like, ooh, this is getting interesting, I want to hear just a little bit, I just want to ask this question, because I think people would ask me like, oh, you should have asked this. What, when we deal with like indica versus sativa, for someone who's looking for the psychoactive aspects, and we're talking about the THC effects, what exactly is having those effects? And you know, maybe just educate us on what typically people mean when they're like, oh, I want a sativa effect or I want an indica effect, and what's happening there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great because this is how I actually explained it to my dad. I said, and I didn't coin this. I can't remember where it came from, but a lot of people will say sativa, social, indica, in the couch. So, and that's not always the truth, but like, cause there's a lot of hybrids out there. But if you think about it, sativa, more social, it's more uppity. If you are going to go out and you want to interact with people or you want to play a sport, most people will go for sativa. It's more talkative, more, some people associate it with like laughing and giggling. And then indica would be more like the wind down, relax at the end of the day, may make you fall asleep. And there's two parts to that. And I'm glad that we structured it in this way. Really what's going on there is the cannabinoids are being expressed differently, as well as the terpenes. So those are the main components that are having those different effects. There's like CBN, I said, for example, is a sedating cannabinoid. So in an indica plant, there may be high expressions of CBN, which actually makes you fall asleep or would have the sedating effects. And then the terpenes, the flavor or the aromatic profiles of the plant actually contribute to that even more as well. So it's the combination and basically the profile of the cannabinoids in that actual plant. And what's really interesting is you'll actually see when you look at a sativa plant versus an indica plant, this is not always the case, but most of the time a sativa will be taller. It'll have thinner leaves. And then the indica will actually be shorter, bushier. Sometimes it will have more purple leaves. And you can actually like look at that and you're like, oh, that looks like it's a little bit more calming. And that one looks like it's a little bit more uppity and alive. Oh, so that's really the difference between the two.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really, I think, helpful for a lot of us. Cause I know people like always wonder like, what's the deal with that? And I know it's kind of for those who do, you know, sort of are more on the psychoactive side and are in places where they can get it. I know a lot of the hybrids now make that distinction a little less clear, but that's really sort of good to know. And I know there's a whole sort of, some would call it an art, some would call it a science of different sort of hybrids that do sort of different things. Now, the final thing that one of the reasons that I got heavily, that I've been using your products, Cured Nutrition products, very heavily is because of the research I've seen on CBD. And this is mainly what you're using sort of in your products. And I have to be honest here, I was late to this, largely because I've never been sort of a user or never was really excited about the plant, despite being a naturopathic physician. I don't know why I was kind of late to it. One of the things that happened to me is I'm also a big time fitness dude. I'm into CrossFit. I like to train. One of the things that's happened to me is I started to see that my sleep, my recovery, I wear the Aura ring, one of the things about that is it can look at my HRV and things like that. And I was just seeing that my recovery was being challenged. I was noticing some, and I just want to share this with you because I don't know how much you and I have talked about this yet, but I'm just sharing it with you and sharing with everyone listening right now too. I started noticing some pre-diabetic effects with my blood sugar. Sometimes blood sugar being very high in the morning, which is sort of one of the things. And in fact, I woke up with diabetic numbers at times. And this was strange to me because, here I am a guy who works out. I'm a naturopath. I don't eat like the standard American. And I was seeing this. And then, so one of the things I started doing is looking at different things, looking at berberine and other things. And then I started looking at CBD and taking some of your products and actually using a continuous glucose monitor and monitoring my HRV for sleep and that kind of thing. And I was doing a lot of other things. It wasn't immediately, but pretty immediate, I started to see HRV ticking up, my recovery ticking up, and my blood sugars, these weird sort of spikes, which I would call in terms of what people are like, Jade, what was going on there? I think I'm just one of these guys that sometimes get a big surge of cortisol and adrenaline in the morning, and I like to fast, and sometimes I won't even eat, and my blood sugars will shoot way up in the air. And this is what adaptogens tend to do. They tend to take overactive systems and regulate them, or underactive systems and raise them. And so what I saw is a really, really nice effect in terms of my recovery and my blood sugar. And I was not actually convinced at first, of course, because I'm a science guy. And I'm like, but exactly what you said, one of the things that if you listen, what Joe said is talking about adaptogens and taking something like CBD. It's interesting when you stop taking it, that's when you notice the effects. And that's exactly what happened with me. In fact, I had to do that 3 or 4 times where I stopped, saw things reverse, then started again, then stopped, saw things reverse. And at this point, I'm just kind of like, yeah, I think this is going to be very useful for me sort of moving forward, because something about my system is not regulating. And this seems to be a really sort of useful tool. So I just wanted to point that out to you. Then I want to just, get your, whatever you want to go with this, your thoughts on, CBD in particular. Obviously you focused on CBD for a reason. Your products, what drew me to them is they're obviously formulated really, really well. So as someone who sort of looks like that, I was like, oh, these guys really know what they are doing. And so that really sort of made me interested in you. And then of course you and I started talking, but just give us a background a little bit on, okay, Jade, here's some things you might want to think about CBD. Here's why CBD, and here's what makes Cured Nutrition, sort of different, maybe than sort of other sort of products out there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really important question, especially just with the rise of the industry. I mean, the last 5 years, I think we've gone from like people not even hearing or understanding or knowing what CBD is to where now, unfortunately, I would say, I think it's unfortunate that you see it on the shelves of Walgreens, because like, I truly think that when it comes to quality and the understanding of what is actually in the product and the process in which was taken to get it to the shelf, it's extremely important. And, just like talking about, hey, like, how do we eat? Like, what's our nutrition? Where is our food actually coming from? It's the exact same thing with hemp and CBD, because the quality and the processing actually really matters. And so for Cured standpoint, like, we have products that just have CBD in them, but then we actually took it to another level with several of our products that we combined other ingredients with. And when you talk about the formulation, we actually have a clinical herbalist here in Boulder, Colorado. Her name's Callie Simpson. And we actually have a couple of podcasts of our own with interviewing her, if anybody's ever interested. But she is somebody that, as a clinical herbalist, works with people, kind of like you, on a one-on-one basis. And we're like, hey, we're going to hone in on what really your body needs. And we went to her and we said, okay, so we understand that in the health and fitness industry, here's the list of things that people need. And when we approached her, she ended up designing several products for us that have functional mushrooms in there as well. And then other of the adaptogens that you actually mentioned as well, ashwagandha, passion flower, valerian, but in combination with CBD. And how I really view CBD in a formulation is the same as viewing it as how it interacts in your body. And I view it as like the balancing agent. So some sleep products or some focus products might have jitters. They might have a crash. They might be sedating. They might make you groggy. Really, the same way that it helps you achieve homeostasis in your body, you can look at that capsule or that product that we formulated, and we say the CBD with the combination of the other ingredients creates a well-rounded and balanced product. So that's how we've always approached our product formulation. And then when it comes to sourcing, we're based here in Denver, Colorado. We have a farm in Boulder, and we have a farm in Pueblo, Colorado. And an important thing to note is that hemp can actually remediate land. So if you don't know where your hemp's coming from, you could actually have heavy metals in the plant, which is the same case as our food system. And then when you go into the extraction process, you have to go through CO2 extractors or alcohol extractors, and then you have solvents to actually get the extract out. And just ensuring that the quality of that product is very, very clean, you have to send it off to a lab. And one thing that Cured does is, in the bottom of our website, there's a quality control section, and you can go through every single product that we've put out into the market. And we've actually taken that product, we've seen it from seed, basically to formulation, and then all the way to sale. But we have the testing that shows, okay, homogeneity, it actually has the cannabinoids that it has, that you claim it has in it. It actually has the absence of pesticides or residual solvents or heavy metals. And that's honestly really, really important. And I don't think enough people actually understand that or ask those questions. It's the same exact thing with our food system. It's the integrity that we wanted to bring into our company. And it's really important because if you buy a product that says it has this amount of CBD in it, you take the product, it doesn't work, you never come back to CBD again, but that product actually didn't have in it what it said it has, then that's unfortunate for that person. You're doing that customer a disservice. You're also doing a disservice to the actual plant itself. So we said, if it's going to cost us more, if it's going to take longer, whatever it is, if it's going to lower our margins, we understand that part of business is just the actual return of the customer. And over the last few years, we've seen the industry explode. There's been a lot of bad mouthing, but it really just comes down to the integrity. And with Cured, we said, we want to have a clinical herbalist that does our formulations. And then from a quality control standpoint, we've got traceability from seed really to sale. And so we know that we're providing our customers with the best possible product and that it's going to work. It's really important because it really does work. And we don't want that narrative to ever change.
It's really interesting, man. Cause I don't think you and I have talked about this yet, but I was heavily involved in supplements before I sold my company. And one of the things is that most companies do not do what Joe is talking about for many reasons. It's extremely expensive, and the markups on supplements, if you're in the supplement industry, anyone ever plans on doing it, it's not what you think it is. And because especially when you're doing taking the steps that are necessary, and this is why you have, you know, independent bodies like Consumer Labs and stuff like that that actually do this, because a lot of what you're seeing, it's just a pretty extraordinary step is what I'm saying. Most supplements do not do that. And I would agree. It's important. It's important, not just for the land. It's important for the plant. It's mostly important for the human who's getting things that they may not be intending to get in this. So the final thing I kind of want to, you know, you to walk us through is tell us how we can use CBD. So walk us through, like, you know, who is going to benefit most from this, and I'll have some thoughts on this as well, but I just want to kind of get it from your sort of experience. Like, who are the people that you're just like, Jay, these are the people who are telling me they are being helped the most? Who are the people that you were, you know, thinking about when you sort of created this business? You know, obviously this has become your purpose and your life, which stories like that, I want to get you back just to talk about next level humans who bring birth things into the world fascinate me and how they do it. But I'm just curious on if someone wants to get into this or they are already doing this, you know, tell us, you know, what is it about a CBD that you would say, this is where it's most beneficial. This is what it's going to do for you. And here's the ways you should be thinking about taking it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really funny because there's not very many things out there that you're like, hey, it's for everybody and their dog. But this is one thing that I actually would say it is for everybody. And that wasn't the whole idea when Cured Nutrition was started. It was really geared towards athletes. And the reason that it was geared towards athletes is because I truly believed that individuals like yourself, individuals like a lot of the leaders in the podcast and health and wellness space, they're going to be the ones that put the right narrative on this and then change it for people that look up to them. Mm-hmm. So originally it was like, okay, let's bring it to the athletic and fitness space and really show people that from a recovery standpoint, it's really going to help. But honestly, when it comes down to it, if you're struggling with any type of inflammatory response, if it comes to gut issues or digestive issues or the aches and pains that we talked about, CBD is a great, great place to start, or it could be a great alternative for a lot of other things that people are doing. And then most importantly, and this is hands down what everybody talks about, the benefits with sleep and allowing yourself to not only get to sleep, but to stay asleep. If you can optimize your sleep, like why you wear the Oura Ring, you can optimize. That is like the foundation of optimizing every other aspect of your life. Like if you're not sleeping, then you're not recovering. You're not waking up to be able to do what you need to do. If it's being a family man, or if it's going to work, if it's concentrating, if it's whatever it is, if you're not sleeping, then your health is going to be hindered. And so that's one of the most important pieces and reasons why I tell people that they should be using CBD. And then, you know, kind of how I started this, it's really safe. So we're seeing that all age groups are using this and finding benefit from it. And I actually, like, my dog suffered from seizures when I first got him. And I actually started using CBD consistently with him. And he honestly has not had any issues for the last 2 years. Yeah. And it's absolutely incredible. There's actually a drug out there called Epidiolex that is, it's from GW Pharmaceuticals, but it is a CBD based drug. And of course there's a difference between a drug and a supplement. And when it comes down to it, all of our labeling and everything denotes that, but we are seeing so many benefits for so many people. But if we bring it down to the most simple things, the sleep and the recovery properties, if you're a human, you should probably be using it.
I know. It's funny to me. People ask me that too. And they're just like, so you become a CBD fan, Jay. Who do you recommend it for? I'm like, it's kind of like fish oil. It's like, it really does so much in the body that it's like, there's no one who I wouldn't recommend it to. But for me, and you know, who I'm recommending it for the most is, to me, it's rest, recovery, restoration, regeneration, right? And those are all, and when you think about that, so then I'll go through that because I choose all those words for a reason, not just to make an alliteration, but like it's literally sleep, huge, like you say, right? But then are you getting deep sleep? That's why I say rest and restoration. This actually, I've seen this amplify my deep. I'm one of these people who like, I get like 5 minutes of deep sleep and everyone else is getting like an hour, right? This consistently has, I'm still don't have great, but this consistently has me up about 30 minutes. I tend to get a ton of REM sleep for those of you. But anyway, it's very restorative in that regard. I have seen my HRV improve, which is for those of you who don't know, just a measure, an objective measure of sympathetic, parasympathetic balance in the body, the autonomic nervous system. It is, to me, an anti-inflammatory very clearly. And unexpectedly, I did not expect this until I started seeing it in my blood sugar levels, which again is related to the way your sympathetic nervous system and parasympathetic nervous system are functioning. It's also working with that. And so for me, anyone who's wanting to recover, rest, restore, and even regenerate to the degree. One of the things that I had, I don't know about you, man, but like I'm 46 now, right? So to me, this, they said, I always heard this, when you turn 40, everything changes, you start aching. And I was like, get out of here with that, man. Like, whatever. and I have to say, like, wasn't at 40, but maybe around 43, 44, I really started feeling the aches and pains. And so CBD and collagen have been the two things that I have found that do the most for me in terms of not delayed onset muscle soreness from the gym, but more like that just achy, creaky joint thing that you wake up in the morning, just like, you know, those two things have been pretty amazing for me in that regard. And so I think that's ultimately, if you're somebody who is dealing with recovery issues and you know you're dealing with stress, poor sleep, inability to recover, workout to workout, or even if you don't work out and you're just, you know, sort of on the go constantly, this is something I think that needs to regulate. But I do think one thing I'll say here, and this is was really important that you mentioned very early on, with natural agents like this, what you need to understand, at least in my personal experience with all adaptogens, including CBD, is that it's not one of these things that you drop on board. Many people do say this, but for me, it wasn't one of these things that I dropped on board and I was like, oh my God, I feel amazing like right now. It was literally like taking it for a week, not taking it, and then noticing at that point, I knew noticed a pretty big difference. And like I said, it took me a while to pinpoint that it was actually CBD. And now I'm just kind of like, I don't really want to be without it. And that's pretty amazing when you stumble across something like that, which is obviously the reason that I wanted you on. So any final thoughts for you in terms of things you want us to sort of like just pet peeves, interesting tidbits, things that you want people to know about Cured Nutrition or about you or about CBD sort of in general and this whole world that they just get wrong that we really haven't covered?
Yeah, I mean, I think really importantly, and it's something that we alluded to when we talked about quality and sourcing, is take some of the information that we discussed here. And if you're going to be somebody that goes out and buys CBD anywhere online or in person, just ask those questions, look for those things, like understand the sourcing, because it is truly something that works. But like you've said, and even with the fish oil comparison, there's a lot of it out there. So we need to understand that not all sources are equal, not all CBD is equal. And just to understand that it might take some time, I really like that you reiterated that, to really understand and see the full effects in your body. And then on top of that, every body is different, and there's going to be a dosage or a certain amount of times that you are taking it or do not take it that you actually start to notice the difference. So it's like finding that sweet spot, and it really is a bell curve, you know, taking more than actually is right or exact for your body isn't necessarily going to do anything. And then of course, not taking enough will might not have the same effects. So I would just say play around with it, because there really is no one size that fits all, but there are studies out there that are starting to show more and more. And if you're interested in hearing more about that, please reach out to us at Cure Nutrition. And we're happy to answer those questions, because we really like, that's what we stand for. We want to make and improve people's lives, make them better. And if we're having these conversations and this type of narrative, I truly think that we're still just on the doorstep of cannabis and really a lot of other nature-based products that have tended to have a stigma around them. So thank you, Jade. I appreciate you opening up this platform and really allowing us to dive into it, because it's important conversations.
Yeah, man. I mean, I appreciate your genius and I appreciate your education and your time, man. Tell us real quick, if people want to sort of get in touch with you, is Cured Nutrition the best place to go? Are you on social media? Like, give us an idea for people who really want to follow up with you and your work, because there's a lot to you and a lot that you're doing. And, you know, people are going to want to sort of get in touch with you. So tell us where they can find you.
Cool. Yeah, I appreciate that. You can definitely reach out to me directly on Instagram. I'm on there, Joseph Sheehy, last name Sheehy, and then Cured Nutrition on Instagram and curednutrition.com. We put a lot of content on our Instagram, and we have a podcast called The Cured Collective. That's the podcast in which we have our herbalist and other experts on it as well that can help answer some questions. But please just reach out to us. Further questions, support at curednutrition.com. And of course, if you hit us up on Instagram, somebody from my team, or if you hit me up, I'll reach out to you directly and happy to answer any questions you guys have.
All right, brother. I appreciate you, man. Be well, and I'll talk to you soon.
Likewise, brother. Appreciate it.